As we know, today is the first day of
1989.
Representing the church, I'd like to wish every one of you to be well blessed for the upcoming year.
今天是这一年的头一天, 我们看看圣经, 讲到神在头一天做些什么事情。
Let us open up the Bible and read what's God's work on the first day.
我们看圣经第一卷创世纪第一章第一节到第五节。
Open up the book of Bible, book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 1 to 5.
在创世纪第一章里面，这样，第一节说， 起初神创造天地。
Chapter 1, verse 1 reads, In the beginning, God created heaven and earth.
这个中文的翻译不太准确。
The Chinese translation is actually a little bit inaccurate.
这里面讲天呢，应当是多数的天。The
heaven here should be plural, it should be heavens.
地只有一个单数的。Yet
earth is singular, it's only one earth.
所以正确的翻译应该说，起初神创造诸天，诸许多的诸，诸天和地才对。So
a more accurate translation would be, In the beginning, God created many heavens and one earth.
那个天跟地要分别的处理的。We
should differentiate between heaven and earth.
因为第二节讲到, 地是空虚混沌约面黑暗,神的灵运行在水面上。That
is because in verse 2, now that the earth was formless and empty, darkness was over the surface of the deep.
你看,地是,这个是这个字应该改作变成。And
the word was should be changed to became.
NIV,你就解读,NIV,你要解读了,这个是。 Was 应当给它became，应当是个变，变成变，地就变成空虚混沌了，天没有变，地变。In
the book of NIV, that the word was changed to became, and there was a transformation.
那么地变成什么样呢？变成不像样子了，走样，地就完全走样，不像样子。And
the earth became formless, was chaotic.
那么结果神的灵呢，就运行在水面上，神开始。 重新再建造。And
the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters.
那么第三节神说要有光就有了光。And
verse 3, the God says, Let there be light, and there was light.
这是圣经记载上帝所说的第一句话。This
is the very original recording of the very first word that God said.
神说要有光就有了光。God
says, There will be light, and there will be light.
第四节神看光是好的。
Verse 4, God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness.
第五节,神称光为昼,称暗为夜,有晚上,有早晨,这是头一日。Verse
5, God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and it was evening, and it was morning, the very first day.
这是当初神在创造的时候,头一天所做的工作。
As we see, these are the words that God created.
我们解释圣经有一个原则需要尊重。
There's one principle that we must observe when we translate or explain the Bible.
凡是圣经里面首先出现的东西,它都有原则性。
There are a lot of principles going into the things that were first created.
这是讲头一天,那么头一天就是在头一天里面,我们都应当从里面吸收一些属灵的教训,作为我们今年一年的工作的方向。
Since we're talking about the beginning words, there are a lot of things that we can observe and learn from the teachings that we see in verse 1 to 5. Very first verse it says, In the beginning God, and there was a God that creates everything. This alerts us that God is the beginning of everything.
如果用属灵的语言来说，就叫做神居首位，他是第一位。
From a spiritual point of view, that God is on the leading edge. He is the position of kingship.
我们今天社会上常常讲顺序，一切有个顺序啊，第一顺序，第二顺序，按照次序来看，谁第一，第二，谁永远是第一，他占第一位，第一优先，第一顺序。
In today's society, the notions of orders and priorities are very prevalent, and God possesses the first place.
这是需要非常强调的一个真理。
This is one principle that worth repeating and emphasizing.
我们需要把神放在第一位。
We must place God in our first position.
怎么样叫做放在第一位呢？
How do we place Him in that position?
我记得我们有一首诗歌是这样讲：无论我做什么事情，或者怎么想，或者怎么走路，或者做什么事情说话，都要想到，不是我要得到什么，乃是怕主将失去什么。
There's a hymn that we sing a lot that says, no matter what we do in our daily conduct, it's not that we're afraid of what we lose, it's that we're afraid of what God's disgrace or losing.
因此最要紧的是说，我们考虑一切事情啊，不是把自己的利害放在第一，是把上帝的利害放在第一位。
So that if we consider what we're doing every day, we must place God's advantage and His position in the first place.
如果你今天做生意的人，你偷工减料，你可能多赚点钱，但相反呢，神就失去荣耀，因为你是基督徒。一个基督徒做这样的事情，神就失掉荣耀了。这样来就不是把神放在第一，是把你把自己放在第一位。
If you're a businessman and you try to cheat on the material so that you can get higher profit margin, you are disgracing God.
你如果是个学生，你考试作弊，人家不知道你通过了，你拿了很高的分数，你得到好处了，但是神失去荣耀，这是因为你把自己放在第一。
Similarly, being a student, if you cheat on a test and goes undiscovered, even though that your score shows high, God is disgraced.
在家庭里面也是这样，假如你自己放在第一位，你在做王，神就失去荣耀，这就不叫做神是第一了。
Similarly, in the family lifestyle, if you put yourself in the first position of the family,God will be disgraced because God no longer is number one.
我们处理过许多家庭的问题。
As we know, we probably settle a lot of family issues and problems.
很多丈夫常常来埋怨。
Husbands come to me and complain.
刚结婚的时候啊，彼此都第一，先生把太太放在第一，太太把先生放在第一，这不错的，这是很好的事情啊。
At the early phase of the marriage, husband respect wife and put her in the first place. Similarly, a wife does the same thing.
等到这个儿子生出来，女儿出来，儿女生出来，这个丈夫啊变成爸爸了，爸爸就降格了，就降下来了，就不是第一位了。
And when the kids were born, the situation will change.
那么儿女越多呢，这位就降得越低。
And the priority changes as more kids were born.
正好我有八个儿女。
And it's a coincidence that I have 8 kids.
才加18个孙男孙女。
And I have 18 grandchildren.
所以我这个排位从第一已经排到30位以下了。
So I have a priority from first to 30 something.
所以今天是元旦嘛，早上醒过来，我就跟我寇师母讲，哎，新年好啊，祝你新年快乐。
In the morning when I wake up this morning, I congratulate my wife and tell her Happy New Year.
后面我加一句，我说愿意今年这年你能爱我更多一点。
And the condition to that is, I hope you can love me more this year.
我想他就说，哦，他已经否认不爱了，不是，他说什么？你别太小气了，说太小气了。
And I was expecting her to be a little bit ironic on that, and she wasn't being sarcastic at all. But she did say, "Don't be so selfish, though."
她说你别太小气这句话什么，就是肯定了我说是对的。
And by saying that, she confirmed what I said.
这一个小例子可以说明我们常常没有真正把神放在第一位。
This kind of small example can demonstrate that we don't place God in our very first position.
做妻子的人，我们把儿孙放在前面。
And being a wife, we put our kids in the priority.
有时候丈夫也觉得自己没有在第一位了，也觉得很不舒服了。这都证明说家里面并不是让耶稣基督为我一家之主。
And because why placing the kids in the first position, husband feel a little belittled, and this again shows.Family do not place first priority to God.
所以我早上读到这个地方，心里很惭愧。起初神好像没有把神当作起初，当作第一。我自己是摆在第一位，我取代了神的地位。
And because of what I said earlier today to my wife, I feel a little guilty coming to the church this morning.
因此我们要接受这个教训，永远记住神是第一，他应当摆在第一位，他居首位。
So let us remember the teaching today that God is in the position in the very first priority in our life.
圣经讲到神之后，接下来什么是创造？创造。
After the description of the beginning and God, next thing is the creation.
那个创造是工作。
Creation is an art of work.
圣经一提到神，就提到工作。
Bible start talking about God, immediately the next thing was talking about the work.
耶稣说，我父做事，直到如今我也做事。
Jesus says that my father has done so much work and I'm still working too.
诗篇里面作者说什么？我们的神是不睡觉不打盹的，一直做事的神。
In the book of Psalm that we know God, our God is a working God. It's a tireless God who continuously works.
这个真理非常重要。
So this principle is very important.
圣经一提到神，接下来就是工作。神用工作来自我介绍。
God through His work introduces Himself to us.
所以你要想遇见神吗？要想找到神吗？从哪里去找他？从工作中去找他。
So if you want to meet God, if you really want to know Him, you can know Him through work.
无论是属世的职业、属灵的圣工，都可以找到神。
No matter it's your professional life or it's your spiritual works, you can find God.
只有一种懒惰的人找不到神。
Only those who are lazy cannot find God.
所以圣经说，你不做工不可以吃饭。
So the Bible says if you don't work, you cannot get the meals.
所以神就摆出一个榜样，他是做工的神，他是工作的主。所以你要找他的话，从工作中去找寻他。你在工作中遇见任何难处，一呼求神，神就在你旁边，因为他是工作的主。
So that if you want to find God, you can find him in works. And through works, if you call him, he will respond.
那么神做些什么东西呢？
And what did God do?
创造天和地。
It was the creation of heavens and earth.
刚才讲过，天是多数的，诸天有三层天，保罗上过三层天，天是多数的，地就一个。
Again, let us emphasize the heavens were plural, there were many heavens, and earth was only singular, being one.
神在宇宙中间只造一个地球给人家居住。
In a whole world of universe, only one earth was created by God.
当初人还没有上月球的时候啊，那个 Armstrong 还没上月球的时候，很多人推测，哎呦，月球上可能有生物。我说绝对没有。那你怎么晓得没有？圣经说没有，只有一个地，他没有造第二个地方可以住人的，只有一个地球可以居住。
Prior to the Apollo missions, a lot of speculations were concerning the moon. There's some life form on the moon.
所以这个地，这块地是怎么？圣经告诉我们怎么样呢？单数的，就是一个地球变成空虚混沌了。为什么要变呢？变成呢？
And then we know by reading verse 2 that earth was formless and empty.
因为已经发生事变。
Because there were changes and transformation taking place.
就暗示我们说，从第一节到第二节中间发生过一个非常严重的事变。
This is implying that from verse 1 to verse 2, something catastrophe has already occurred.
在第一节里面一切都是好的，因为神所造的没有坏的东西。神创造诸天和地都是美好的。
We know that in the verse 1, that God created heaven and earth. And we know since God created these, everything was good. And yet in verse 2, earth was formless, so something must have happened.
因此这个第二节之间呢，有一段时间的距离，可能很长很长，到底有多少年我们不知道。
We must be able to interpret that there's a time separation between verse 1 and verse 2.
昨天有人问我说，亚当到现在不过6000年呢，但是地下出土有多少万年的东西，是那个化石，生物化石，这怎么解释呢？
There's one person asked me that Adam was recorded around 6,000 years, and yet the earth has been in existence for billions of years. How do we explain that?
他就告诉我们说，从第一节到第二节之间有个时间距离，可能有几万年，不知道。圣经没有写，反正原来造的是好的，后来地变坏了，因为撒旦的破坏，地就变坏了。
And we know that by reading verse 1 and verse 2, there were some time separations, and that's what explains the time difference between Adam and the creation of the earth.
所以今天的地球是经过改造的，不是原来的样子的。
The earth itself has undergone so much transformation, it's really not its original form anymore.
那神怎么样来改造这个世界呢？
How did God change the world?
神的灵运行在水面上。
That the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters.
这又是个重要的真理。
This is another important spiritual truth.
神在做工的时候离不开他的灵，圣灵在神的工作上也是居首位，非常重要。
The Spirit possessed the number one place whenever God exercises work.
今天一个人得救了， 神要在他身上动工了，也是通过圣灵的工作来挽回一个人，挽回一个灵魂，使一个人能够得救。
A person receives his salvation, that is because God has exercised his work through the Spirit on him.
这个圣灵是活的，运行啊，是表示工作的动作，运行就好像运转一样，原子炉那个运转就产生能力出来。
The Spirit of God is a living God, it's a moving element, just like the atomic fusions, the atoms will move.
所以神的灵表现在什么地方？能力，他有能力，他一改变人的就悔改了，他这一改变世界面目就不同了。神的灵运行，这个运行很重要。
The Spirit of God it's an element that carries energies, and it's through that energies people are saved.
然后底下神就说了，神就说话，你看圣经记载神的第一句话三个字，要有光。
Verse 3, this records the very first things that God says, and God says, let there be light.
为什么神说这句话呢？
Why does God say this and choose to say this?
第二节讲地是渊面黑暗，已经变黑暗。
That is because the surface of the earth was already in the darkness.
因为有黑暗在，所以需要有光明。
Because of that darkness, light will come in.
光明是为黑暗预备。
Light was created and prepared for the darkness.
一个房间如果是黑的，你把灯一开，马上光亮。光一来，黑暗就跑掉了，就没有地位了。
As soon as light comes on, darkness disappears.
我们赶走黑暗的方法就是要它有光，光一来，黑暗自然就没有地位。
One natural way of dispelling darkness was the introduction of light.
所以神说要有光。
Therefore, the God says, "Let there be light."
当耶稣来到地上的时候，他说什么？我是世界上的光，凡跟从我的就不在黑暗里走。
When Jesus coming to this earth, he said, "I am the light. For those who follow me." They will be away from darkness.
今天人的需要就是要需要见光，看见光了。这光一看见，就看见自己的本相，看见我自己的光景。
What men need today is to receive light, and upon receiving light, we can visualize ourselves with more clarity.
那接下来就说，神一说要有光，下面就有了光。一说有，马上就有。他说有就有，他命立就立。圣经说。
The moment God says, let there be light, and the light come on.
这告诉我们说言行一致，神话说出来了，事情就做出来。
The third lesson that we can learn today is that his word and his actions are harmonious.
这是非常重要的一点。
This is very important.
今天我们人是话说了，不见得做出来。
A lot of time, people have a problem of saying something, and there's no action to back up the saying.
但是神说要有光，立刻就有光。
And God says, let there be light, and there was light immediately.
我们停在这里思想一个问题。
Let us stop here and pondering something for a moment.
我们今天怎么样评定啊？评定一个人的价值，怎么评定法？
How do we evaluate, the problem was, how do we evaluate a person's worth today?
你怎么样的看准一个人的价值？这个人有没有价值？你从哪一方面来看他的？
From what aspects, and how do you evaluate that person's worth?
你不能看他有什么，有什么不能代表什么。
By possession itself, his worth cannot be evaluated.
他有钱财，有地位，有声望，有事业等等，这些能够代表这个人吗？
His reputation, his materialistic possessions, can those actually be used in determining his worth?
你评定一个人的价值，单单看他有这些东西算不得，不能算数，因为这都要过去的，这是虚空的东西，这世界都要过去的，这不能算数的，这不能肯定一个人的价值。
A person's worth appraisal cannot be determined on his possessions because those things are transient. They will disappear.
看一个人有什么不能算数。
Because looking at what he has by itself cannot determine a person's worth.
那么听他说什么算不算数呢？
What about listening to what he's got to say?
这更难可靠。
Even that by itself is unreliable.
很多人是口是心非，说一回事做另外一回事。
Because A person can say something, and yet his action points to otherwise.
很多人说虚假虚谎的话。
A lot of people simply lie.
这个叫做听他说什么也靠不住。
That is to say, therefore we say that listening to what he's got to say, that by itself is not reliable.
如果我们就查他做了什么算不算数呢？
What about we investigate what he does?
也未必能算数。
That by itself.
有很多人他假冒为善。
That by itself cannot be conclusive because a lot of people do things fakely.
很多人沽名钓誉，做一些好事，表面表示，那里边内心不见得如此，也不能算数。
A lot of people can put up superficial conducts just to give a good picture,
And yet, deep inside, he's really not to that.
所以评定一个人的价值，不是看他有什么，也不是看他听他说什么，也不是查他做什么，这都算不能算数。
So to appraise a person's worth cannot be done by his possession, cannot be done by his words, cannot be done by his works.
最重要的是看他是不是有生命，是不是有生命。
Most importantly, the person's worth can be determined by his life, his spiritual life.
因为圣经说，生命在他里头，在神的里头，这生命就是人的光。
Because the Bible says, and God says, that light is within a man, and this light is a source of life.
所以一个人有没有生命呢？就看一个人有没有蒙光照。他蒙光照了，证明有生命，他就看见自己的本相，也能够尊重别人，也懂得爱神了。
Because a person upon receiving light will respect others and know his own limitation and his ambition.
换句话说，实在是神的儿女了，有神的生命了，他就过一个像神的生活了，这个才是人的真正价值，从这里来评定他。
Because receiving light, a person will walk in a path provided by God.
所以在圣经里面，上帝所记载第一句话，要有光，这个非常重要，要有光。
Therefore,It's very important that we remember the very first thing that God says is let there be light.
那么一说要有光，立刻就光就出来了。
As the moment he says that there be light and the light came on.
所以在神那里说话和做事是一回事。
So in God's eyes, words and actions are one thing.
它绝对是言行一致的，没有两种不同的。
The two things must be coordinated, must be harmonious.
然后第四节说神看光是好的，就把光暗分开了。
Verse 4 of Genesis, chapter 1, God saw that light was good, and he separated light from darkness.
这也是非常重要一个真理。
This is another very important principle.
光暗必须分开。
There should be separation between light and darkness.
可以说有光的地方就没有暗，有暗的地方就因为没有光，很简单。
Simply put, light and darkness cannot coexist together.
我们基督徒常常讲分别为圣，分别为圣，好像很困难，其实不困难。
Christians always say that we should do good, and we might find that's very difficult because we find it hard to separate evil from good.
如果现在我们把灯一关的话，你觉得很暗。虽然天气白天也不够强，光也不够强。
If we switch the lights off right now, we might find it's kind of dark in here.
如果现在是晚上，你非开灯不可，因为看不见了。
If right now it's night time, we must leave the lights on because we can't see without light.
光暗两者是天然对立，天然对立的。
So we know.Light and darkness are natural antagonistic to each other.
我再说，有光的地方就没有暗，有暗的就没有光，这一定的道理。
Let me repeat myself here that light and darkness cannot coexist.
也可以这样说，有一个真正基督徒的地方，他就有圣洁。如果你这个人这是有圣洁，他就是基督徒在那里。不然的话，你这个没有圣洁生活就不足以证明你是基督徒。
Let us repeat this that a true Christian is the one that's with the purity and truth.And that's the symbol of light.
那么同时这一分开之后啊，下面神说，神称光为昼，称暗为夜，有晚上有早晨是头一日。
Verse 5, God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and there was evening, and there was morning, the first day.
那么这个光暗一分开啊，马上一个真理就显明出来了。
And as soon as the separation of light and darkness comes on, and there was another principle.
所以圣经告诉我们，有晚上早晨，先有晚上。后如早晨，这是很重要的真理。
The Bible tells us that there's a day and there's night, and this is a very important principle.
什么叫做晚上在先，这个白天在后？
And what is that to mean that night comes first before day?
直到今天呢，犹太人计算时间呢，还从黄昏到黄昏，黄昏开始计算，黄昏呢，下午黄昏开始算第一天开始，到第二天，它是先有晚上，后有早晨，不是早晨，然后到晚上，它是有先有晚上，早晨是从圣经里开始的。
That Jewish historical fact has found that they found that darkness comes on first before the daylight.
这什么意思呢？
Again, what does this mean?
这好像就是说，我们中文讲的先苦后甜，先有黑暗后有光明，先苦然后才有甘甜。
This is synonymous to what Chinese believe that you must work hard, work, put your price, pay your due before you can receive the harvest.
你看头一天上帝造万物的时候就把这个规矩定下来了。就把这个属灵的原则启示出来了。
So on the very first day, God has set forth the principle.
我们常常引用的雪莱的诗，雪莱他所写的诗歌，他告诉我们说，冬天到了，春天还会远吗？ 冬天到了，春天就不会远。
That there's a famous Chinese poem says that winter time is around, springtime shouldn't be too far off.
这是英国的诗人讲的啊。那就是说，你看冬天到了，底下就是春天，春夏秋冬嘛，这四季都是循回的。所以你冬天完，底下就是春天了。所以你这个苦尽甘来啊，苦完了甘就出来了。
That is to say that if you put in hard works and the all the rewards and harvest will come pretty quick.
所以你看，这是很清楚告诉我们说，在头一天的时候，神就把一切应当注意的次序顺位。先后的一个情况都给我们启示出来。
So we know at in the beginning, God has set forth the priorities and several other principles for us.
所以在哲学上常常讲上帝啊，介绍上帝叫第一个因 ，first cause， 第一个因，头一个因就叫做上帝。
That in the
哲学 ，philosophy，
in the knowledge of philosophy, the notion of first cause.Was by God.
So the first call 就是说，第一个因，一切万有的来源是他，因是他。
That the first call, the first sound comes from God.
同时还讲，神不但是最早的因，最先的因，也是最后的结果。
That the initial sound is from God, and He also represents the final result.
一个就是最先的因，最后的果，因果都在神的里面。
The initial work and the final results are within God because He has done it.
那么认识这个真理之后，我们可以心安理得。
After knowing these principles, we can rest assured.
我们今天有时候碰到一些事情，不晓得为什么，常常讲为什么为什么，因为什么？你没看见这个为什么？最后那个答案在神那里。你一直追求到最后，神再来负最后的责任。
A lot of things have happened to us, and we wonder why, and we don't know the answers. Actually, the answer ultimately lies in God.
过去这一年中间，你是不是有太多的问号？
In during the past years, did you have a lot of problems?
在你的家庭，在你的事业，在你个人健康，在你的交友活动方面，甚至在你侍奉的上，是不是有很多问号？
In the matters of professional lives, your personal lives, interpersonal relationships, and even in the church serving activities, did you have a lot of question marks?
对，所以有这么多问号，因为你忘记了神是第一个因。
All these question marks exist because you forgot that God.Is the first sound.
你常常把这个问号归咎于什么？哦，某某人的缘故，因为这个人的关系，这件事情关系，因为这些问题存在，都忘记了神是第一因。如果神不许可，没有一件事发生在你身上。
We often attribute a lot of failures or problems to certain individuals or certain problems or symptoms, and yet we forgot that it's God who is ultimately responsible for everything.
我们能够肯定这个真理的时候，我们心里面非常释放。
If we can confirm ourselves with these principles, we will rest assured and be relaxed.
也许我们一时之间找不出原因来，不晓得为什么，但你让它，时间过去了，总会证明为什么会这样。上帝做事都有道理。
Perhaps momentarily we cannot find the answer and found ourselves frustrated, and yet if we let it pass and be patient, God will answer us because God has the ultimate answer.
经验已经证明告诉我们说，假如说你老是问为什么为什么呢，没完的。这个为什么刚过去，第二又来了，一不停的许多问号就出来。
Our experience have taught us that if we try to ask why and have bunch question marks, and it's just going to be never ending.
你要学习马丁路德的做法。
Let us learn what Martin Luther has learned.
他说，一个有信心的人是把一切的问号啊。都钉死在十字架上，有信心的人把心中一切的问号给钉死在十字架上。
He said, "A person with faith is the one that nails all his question marks to the cross."
因此，他能够把一切的难处带到神面前，把一切愁苦变成欢笑。
So that he can transform all the miseries to happiness and good things because.He himself is relaxed, and God is responsible for all his questions.
他讲他这样，所以能够把愁苦变欢笑，是得力于上帝借着他的太太，他的妻子给他的帮助。
That he attributes that his ability to transform misery to happiness through his wife.
有一天，马丁路德在那边忧忧愁愁的，因为他压力太大，天主教各方面对付他，压力太大，就是忧愁烦恼在那边，脸上满了愁苦。
One day.
穿黑色的丧服出来了，穿黑色衣服的西方人丧服嘛，也穿着丧服走出来。
His wife, dressing in dark dress, symbolizing a funeral dress, came up on him.
那么马丁路德吓一跳，说谁死掉了？怎么穿着丧服来的
？And he was very surprised upon seeing that.
他太太说上帝死了。
His wife's response was, God is dead.
马丁路德生气的说你胡说八道，上帝是永远长存的，永活的神，怎么会死掉呢？
Angry upon hearing that, he said, God is an eternal God. How can he die?
哦，他再来说，如果你这句话是对的话，那你脸上为什么写着神死了？
His wife's response is, if you really believe in what you just said, why does your face show that God is dead?
你知道不知道，当我们在忧愁烦恼的时候，等于在脸上写着神死了，神死了，写上这个上面。
If we show misery or unhappiness,Our face will immediately show that God is dead on us.
所以我们在今天这个年度第一天就要立定决心，把脸上这个上帝死了抹掉，用宝血把它擦掉。
Let us make this resolution at the beginning of this year that we'll be happy that we'll remove God is dead away from our face.
永远记住，神是活着的，神是活着的，活到永永远远的神。
Remember always that God is eternal.He will be everlasting.
所以后来马丁路德一生的功业得力于他太太这一个启示。上帝死了？不，上帝是活着。既然上帝活着，你还有什么理由烦恼？有什么理由忧愁呢？
Martin Luther's lifetime achievement was mainly due to this encouragement from his wife. From there on, that he went on to a very, very blessed life.
好，那既然知道这个真理，我们晓得把神永远放在第一，因为他配得。居首位掌王权，他是第一。
From reading these scripture readings, let us remember to place God in the very first position, priority one in our life.
一个人无论是念书也好，做事也好，侍奉也好，有一个最终极的目的，就是使神得到荣耀。
Let us remember our ultimate goal and aim is to glorify God, regardless what we do in our life.
这个就叫做起初神，神是一切的起初。
This is to say that God is the beginning of everything.
我再说神在起初里面是创造，创造是他的工作，工作是他的表现，工作是神的自我介绍。
In the beginning, God does all the work, and that is a self-demonstration that he loves us, and he does all the work.
你在这一年中间不要做任何自我宣传，自我显扬，你只要埋头苦干，把工作做出来，那就是你的自我介绍，最好的介绍。
In this year, you don't have to do any self-propagations or self-introductions. Just do your work.
而且你要想遇见神吗？到工作中去找他，他就在工作里面。
If you want to meet God, the best place to find him is through your work or your job.
所以这就是在这个第一章第一节里面给我最好的启示，给我们最好的启示。
This is the learning that I got by reading chapter 1, verse 1 to 5.
我需要补充说明这个第二节啊，地变成空虚混沌，渊面黑暗，是因为撒旦的破坏。
I'd like to emphasize on a supplementary note on verse 2. Now that the earth was formless and empty, and darkness was over the surface of deep, this is the work of Satan.
在我们那个节目《天人之间》那个电视节目，常常有些观众写信说：“为什么上帝会造一个撒旦干什么？这反面东西造来干什么？这是找麻烦，找了许多麻烦出来。不造撒旦多好。”
I got a lot of letters in response to the program Between God and Man. Why was Satan created after God has created the earth.
我告诉他神从来没有造魔鬼。
My response is God has never created the Satan.
神是造天使。
God created angels.
天使中间有个天使长。
And there was a head of all angels.
非常聪明有智慧。
He was full of wisdom.
也上帝也常常也很信任他。
And God trusted him.
但是这个天使长有一天忽然间存了一个念头要想高举自己跟神平等。
One day, this head of angels decided that he wants to raise himself to the same level as God.
就这么一念之差，他就从天上掉到地上来了。
And this momentary evil thought dropped him from heaven to the ground.
他本来是受造之物，是上帝造的。他忽然要想跟造物之主平等的，这个念头就是罪恶的念头，就让他自己掉到地下来。
His evil thought, which dropped him to the ground, was that he wants to put himself in the same position as the one that creates him.
在路加福音十章里面，耶稣说：“我曾经看见撒旦从天上像闪电一样从掉下来， 主耶稣自己的见证。
In Luke chapter 10, it says that, Jesus said, I saw Satan was dropped from heaven.
就是说人心中一个念头不正，在神里面神都知道，神看我们的思想就是行为，注意啊，神看人的思想就是行为，你的 motive 就是 motion, 看你的动机就是动作。
Remember, God sees our motive or our thinking equivalent as our actions.
因此这个撒旦就成功了，什么？就是天使长背叛神，就变成魔鬼，变成撒旦。
Therefore, this head of angel, after betraying God, became Satan.
这个撒旦是一直对头上帝的对头，做上帝的对头。
From there on, he became the enemy or antagonist of God.
什么叫做上帝的对头呢？
What does that mean to be antagonist?
圣经说神就是爱。
The Bible said God is love.
那么魔鬼呢，就是恨，就是恨。
Therefore, Satan represents hatred.
爱跟恨相对。
Love and hatred are antagonistic.
圣经说神就是光。
The Bible said God is light.
魔鬼就是暗，黑暗。
Therefore, Satan represents darkness.
光暗就分开。
Darkness and light will be separated.
圣经告诉我们，神的神性什么是谦卑柔和，是谦卑的。神是谦卑的，撒旦就是骄傲的。
The Bible tells us that.God is humble, and therefore Satan is the prideful one.
骄傲谦卑就是对立的。
Again, those two elements cannot coexist.
神是诚实的，撒旦是虚谎的，诚实虚假就是对立的。
That Bible tells us God is honest, and Satan is the lying part, so they cannot coexist.
所以当年翻成魔鬼实在翻得不好，不是魔鬼啊，一讲到魔鬼啊，大家就想到吊死鬼了，大头鬼就想出很多来。
A lot of people have metaphysical figures attached to Satan as soon as the notion of Satan was introduced.
所以从来没有讲大头鬼、吊死鬼这个东西，没有这种东西啊。
Bible never introduced these figures.
那是利用人的幻想，你得想这样就变成那样的。实在，你看魔鬼什么样呢？光明的天使，他打扮的非常光明，好像一样漂亮的呗，才会吸引人呢、啊。如果吊死鬼看着吓死了，他会吸引你吗？不会吸引你。
Actually, Satan can be in so many forms. He can be a very, very nice, clean figure. If he's in one of those ugly forms, no one will ever believe him.
所以我们所提到这个点，提到魔鬼，就是应当正确，就是撒旦。撒旦是对头，上帝的对头是对的。
So Satan is the antagonist of God.
好，所以我们讲的这一点是撒旦把地破坏了，坏到什么程度？空虚，变成空虚了，变成黑暗。今天世界，你看是否空虚黑暗？都是空虚，刚才讲的钱财地位爱情都是空虚的，黑暗面人虚与委蛇，大家尔虞我诈，都是黑暗，黑暗跟空虚直到今天世界还是这个样子。
Verse 2 which in a condition that still exists today, the earth was formless, chaotic and empty, which is a result of Satan's work.
只有神的灵在运行的地方就改变了，空虚变成实在了，黑暗变成光明了。
OnlyThe areas which spirits of God has worked on, the emptiness has substance and the formless one has born now.
所以今年这一年我们大家都要祷告，求神的灵运行在全教会，使全教会每一个人里面实在有圣灵的工作，这样一来空虚就变成失败，那一个黑暗就变成光明了。
I'd like to ask everyone in today's sermon that we pray for the spirit of God to work within our church. Therefore,It will change the formless to form and change the darkness to light.
所以我再强调讲，神的工作离开了灵就没有工作，神的工作要透过圣灵，所以就运行就工作。
Let me emphasize once again, the work of God will be nothing if it's not through the Spirit of God.
你看这个次序很妙哈，一层呢，开始起初有神，然后开始工作，工作以后就改变，改变以后怎么样？光就出来了。神说要有光，光就出来了，光就出来了。
Let us look at the order of the Genesis once again, that in the beginning there was God, and the earth was formed, creation was made, and transformation was made, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters.
有了蒙了光照之后，就把光暗分开了。你看我们一得救之后，就懂得跟那些世界败坏的分开了，有所分别了。世界那些败坏之后就不做吃喝嫖赌不来了。为什么？暗中能跟光有分别，不能够合在一起。
Then the light comes on,giving us the ability to separate evil from good.
那么接下去你就看见分别以后呢，神就看是好的，神看光是好的，可见暗是坏的，这个好坏就分开了。
And God says, let there be light, and the light came on, and the God saw that light was good, so he separated light from darkness.
最妙的是神还许可暗的存在，暗还存在，暗并没有消灭掉。
The most miraculous aspect of this scripture reading is that darkness was allowed to exist.
如果暗一消灭掉，我老是说光的价值就显不出来了。光的价值在哪里显得？在黑暗中，一开灯马上亮了，是不是黑暗就没有？如果没有黑暗，谁晓得光明的可贵呢？
And the virtue of this allowance of the darkness being allowed to exist is that without darkness, light itself might lose its virtue.
同样道理，没有撒旦的存在，谁晓得上帝的可贵？
So how can we see the preciousness of God if Satan does not exist?
有社会的黑暗，才有教会的光明。
With the societal darkness or evil existing, that we can see the light coming out from churches.
所以今天神没有消灭撒旦，撒旦的存在还有它的价值。
This explains why God has not demolished Satan.
那个反面的价值啊，就所谓撒旦是反面的东西。反面的价值呢，是要衬托光明，替说上帝正面的价值。反面东西衬托正面，这是它的价值。
That these values of darkness, can be reflected because light without darkness probably will lose its virtue.
这就是我们基督徒的功课了。
This is the lesson of Christians.
该杀的归该杀，神的物归给神。该杀神的物各有分别，分开，分别为圣，要分别。
That we have the ability to separate evil from good.
今天的世界你看看，就是不懂得怎么分别。哦，等一下，一下混在一起了，这就是问题所在。
And that is the main source of the problem in today's world, that we don't know how to separate the bad from good.
我在温哥华碰到一个读社会学的一个专家，给我谈到一些世界社会的问题。
In Vancouver, I met this expert specializing in sociology.
他说今天这个世界的问题在哪里呢？有两个极端。
He said there are two extremes for the problems that exist in today's society.
一方面所谓走向新的啊，新的，比方西方世界，一切都讲新的，讲新潮，新的这个看法想法。
One aspect or one extreme is that a lot of people are in favor of new or new things.
他们说这个封建社会不好，一套封建东西拿掉，这些旧东西都把它废除了，我们要有新的，要新的东西。
These people who are advocating on a newTrend of the society are fond of removal of the old fashion or old behaviors.
虽然旧的东西有不好的东西，但也旧东西有它好的东西。封建社会是不好，在封建社会里面的家庭制度是好的，应当保留的不保留，整个都把它弄掉，都不要。
They believe in complete removal of the existing or the old traditions.
就好像啊，这个助产士啊，那个妇科医生呢。替那婴儿生出来洗澡的是吧？婴儿洗澡洗完吧，婴儿水倒掉了，在倒掉那个洗澡盆的时候啊，不但把水倒掉，连婴儿一同倒掉，婴儿也倒掉了。
It's like nurse helping a pregnant wife giving birth. Not only does she throw out the water, she also throw out the baby inside her too.
婴儿是好的，那个洗澡水是脏的，脏的倒掉，好的留住，那好的让他弄了倒掉了。
Baby himself is good. The water is dirty.And yet, they want to throw out everything, that is baby and the water.
今天世界的错误在哪里？把一切过去都否定，都不好。它好的应该保留，不保留，一切都否定，就是把婴儿连洗澡水通通倒掉。
And his saying is that the mistake that in our society is that it's a complete denial or removal of the past or existing traditions.
这所谓这个新的世界，哈，表示这个文明的世界的一种错误。
This is a demonstration of a new world or a modern society.
另外第三世界方面的错误什么呢？哦，原来是关闭的社会现在开放了。
And another aspect of the third world is that what used to be a closed country now is open.
把这个窗户打开了。
Now they have opened the windows.
虽然新鲜空气进来了。
Although the fresh air has come in.
但是苍蝇蚊子也进来了。
The insects also come in.
他说你如果没有把纱窗先做好啊，请你先不要开窗户。
The point is, if you don't set up the screen, do not open the window.
今天的世界就是这样，把整个开放，什么好的坏都弄进来，yeah, 没有分别了，没有分别。
And the problem is that even before the screen is set up, the window is already open, so everything comes in, including the bed.
这是今天世界两个极端。
These are the two extremes of today's society's problems.
一个是否定一切旧的东西，连好的都否定。
One is the complete denial of the things in the past, including the good.
一个方面是肯定一切新的东西，连坏的也肯定。
Another thing is confirmations of the new things, including the bad one.
他们缺少什么?
What are they lacking?
不懂得分暗分开。
Is the ability to separate the good from bad, or light from darkness.
暗是暗，应当分开。
Light and darkness cannot coexist.
上帝要我们把它分开，光，上帝已经分开光，把光暗分开了，我们也应当分别。我们基督徒应当分别为圣，不应该跟世界同流合污。
God has shown us the ability to separate darkness from light from darkness, and we Christians should have the same ability in today's society.
同时我们在这样分别为圣的生活里面还要做一件事，叫忍受，有晚上有早晨，先有苦后有甜，这要学功课，要忍受。
Another lesson we should learn is the ability to endure, that we might pay the price or do the hard work first, but the harvest and the reward will come later.
事实上如果没有苦，你怎么晓得叫甜呢？甜怎么来的？比较之下，任何东西在比较的意义下是产生它的价值。你没有比较，没有苦，怎么晓得是甜呢？
Without a virtue of comparison, how do we know what's bitter if we don't know what sweetness is?
所以我们感谢主，这是上帝在头一天就把这些处世之道告诉我们。
Praise to God, thanks to God that all these daily principles God has taught us in the beginning.
但我们在这一年中间记住创世纪第一章一到五节的教训。
Let us remember the teaching that is teaching us in verse 1 to 5 in chapter 1 of Genesis.
永远把神上第一位摆在第一位。
Let us place God in priority one in our life.
永远不要忘记工作，工作再工作。
Let us remember the importance of work.
就在工作中间遇见神。
It is through work that we see God.
效法神说的话，做的事是一致的，言行一致。
Let us remember, actions and words are the same.
我们听到有人介绍人说这个人怎么样怎么样好，他一句话就够了。He is the man of his word. He is the man of his word 就够了。他是一个说话算数，这是最好的称赞。
One simple introduction of a man who follows his word is that he is a man of his words.
这是言行一致的意思啊。
This is a lesson of actions and words are the
same. 最后要把光暗分开。
Lastly, the fourth element is the ability to separate light from darkness.
我们固然赞美光明,
although we praise light,
也必须承认黑暗的价值。
We must acknowledge the worth of darkness.
我是学教哲学的人，哲学人说什么？存在就是价值，每一样东西的存在，它本身就是价值。如果没有价值，它淘汰了，不会存在。
I'm a believer. I teach philosophy, and I think everything that exists has its worth.
这很重要。你今天你最不喜欢的人，看着最讨厌的人，看头就大的人，那个人，哎，他有他的价值，他的存在就常常给你来些制衡 check balance， 让你常常觉得不舒服。可是那个对你的灵性长进大有帮助。
Although there might be some people that you don't like, and these people who you don't like might be serving a purpose.That is reminding you that, that a check and balance action.
但愿头一天神所做的事情成为我们全教会的祝福。
Let's hope that what God has done in the beginning on the first day will be the blessing of our whole church.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主在新年开始的时候，谢谢你向我们说了话。
Lord, thank you for speaking to us in the very first day of this new year.
你的话清楚明白记在圣经里面。
Your words were clear and clearly recorded in the Bible.
你告诉我们你怎么样开始的工作，你怎么样在工作里面介绍你自己。
You teach us how to introduce to us through work.
你让我们看重圣灵的工作。
And you let us place emphasis on the work that is done by Holy Spirit.
你也教导我们一方面颂赞光明，一方面也承认黑暗的重要。
You teach us to praise light and tell us to acknowledge the existence of darkness.
你也勉励我们说话跟行动要一致。
And you are reminding us our words and our actions should be harmonious.
也让我们看见我们要过一个先苦后甜的生活。
And you teach us that we should learn how to live a life that we pay the price first and receive the reward later.
我们相信这些真理是够我们用的，让我们今年这一年就活在这些真理里面，实践这些真理，好来荣耀你的尊名。
We believe that these principles are sufficient to us for this year, and may you remind us to live within these principles.
主啊，我们谢谢你，我们这样祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Lord, we thank you, and our prayers are done in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.